Let's continue reading verses 35 through 63 of Ezekiel chapter 16. Now, in the second half of the chapter, we have the continuation of Ezekiel's parable concerning Jerusalem as an adulterous wife. Let's begin by reading verses 35 through 52. Ezekiel 16, beginning now at verse 35. Now then, O harlot, hear the word of the Lord. Thus says the Lord God, because your filthiness was poured out, and your nakedness uncovered in your harlotry with your lovers, and with all your abominable idols, and because of the blood of your children which you gave to them, surely therefore I will gather all your lovers with whom you took pleasure, all those you loved and all those you hated, I will gather them from all around against you, and will uncover your nakedness to them, that they may see all your nakedness. And I will judge you as women who break wedlock or shed blood are judged. I will bring blood upon you in fury and jealousy. I will also give you into their hand, and they shall throw down your shrines and break down your high places. They shall also strip you of your clothes, take your beautiful jewelry, and leave you naked and bare. They shall also bring up an assembly against you, and they shall stone you with stones and thrust you through with their swords. They shall burn your houses with fire and execute judgments on you in the sight of many women. And I will make you cease playing the harlot, and you shall no longer hire lovers. So I will lay to rest my fury toward you, and my jealousy shall depart from you. I will be quiet and be angry no more, because you did not remember the days of your youth, but enraged me with all these things. Surely I will also recompense your deeds on your own head, says the Lord God. And you shall not commit lewdness in addition to all your abominations. Indeed, everyone who quotes Proverbs will use this proverb against you, like mother, like daughter. You are your mother's daughter, loathing husband and children, and you are the sister of your sisters, who loathe their husbands and children. Your mother was a Hittite, and your father an Amorite. Your elder sister is Samaria, who dwells with her daughters to the north of you, and your younger sister, who dwells to the south of you, is Sodom and her daughters. You did not walk in their ways, nor act according to their abominations. But as if that were too little, you became more corrupt than they in all your ways. As I live, says the Lord God, neither your sister Sodom nor her daughters have done as you and your daughters have done. Look, this was the iniquity of your sister Sodom. She and her daughter had pride, fullness of food, and abundance of idleness. Neither did she strengthen the hand of the poor and needy. And they were haughty and committed abomination before me. Therefore I took them away as I saw fit. Samaria did not commit half of your sins, but you have multiplied your abominations more than they, and have justified your sisters by all the abominations which you have done. You who judge your sisters, bear your own shame also, because the sins which you committed were more abominable than theirs. They are more righteous than you. Yes, be disgraced also, and bear your own shame, because you justified your sisters. Let's begin our study with some background notes. In Ezekiel chapter 16, Jerusalem is likened to an adulterous wife because of her sinful condition. In the parable, Jerusalem, as the capital of the nation and the city of God's temple, is considered the wife of the Lord. God had mercifully raised her from an abandoned child to a beautiful young woman, and he married her and gave her the riches and glory of a queen. But Jerusalem, as head of the nation, had turned away from her husband and turned to idolatry with all of its immoral practices. The queen had become a prostitute tramp. This was spiritual adultery, and God would have to deal with Jerusalem and the nation as an adulterous wife. This parable in Ezekiel chapter 16 is actually in two parts. In the first part of the parable, there is an analogy between Jerusalem and an adulterous wife, as we've seen. In the second part of the parable, the analogy is between Jerusalem and her sisters, Samaria and Sodom. Now, why these two cities, Samaria and Sodom? Well, for several reasons. Number one, Samaria was to the north of Jerusalem, and Sodom was to the south of Jerusalem. So indeed, they were like sister cities, with Jerusalem in the middle. Number two, both Samaria and Sodom had been prominent and well-known cities like Jerusalem. Samaria had been the capital of the northern kingdom of Israel, and the prominence of Sodom is well known. And number three, both of these cities had been judged for their evil and wicked ways. God had let the Assyrian Empire conquer Samaria, and the fate of Sodom is common knowledge. Now it was Jerusalem's turn. She would not escape God's judgment for her spiritual adultery. That brings us now to our doctrinal teaching points for this portion of Ezekiel 16. So doctrinal point number one, God would judge his people for not remembering their roots. God would judge his people for not remembering their roots. In these verses that we've just read, there is a scathing denunciation of Jerusalem for her spiritual adultery. Jerusalem's sins were worse than the sins of the pagan Hittites and Amorites and other Canaanites that formerly lived in the land. That's the idea in the phrase, like mother, like daughter, in verse 44. Under the law, any city that was proven to be given over to idolatry was to be put to the edge of the sword and burned. Deuteronomy chapter 13, verses 12 through 16. Judgment by sword and by fire is exactly the judgment that God brought on Jerusalem when God allowed the Babylonian armies to sweep in and conquer the city. Verses 40 and 41. And also Ezekiel chapter 23, verses 46 and 47. For thus says the Lord God, bring up a company against them, give them up to trouble and plunder. The company shall stone them with stones and execute them with their swords. They shall slay their sons and their daughters and burn their houses with fire. Ezekiel 23, verses 46 and 47. Furthermore, the punishment would fit the crime. Jerusalem and the nation had turned away from the Lord and had committed spiritual adultery with the foreign nations. Now God would bring those same foreign nations back, and they would despise this prostitute and be used of God in the downfall and judgment of this adulterous wife. In verses 46 through 52 of the parable, Jerusalem is compared with her sisters, the cities of Samaria and Sodom. Both of these cities had been judged by God for their idolatry and immorality, but Jerusalem was worse than either Samaria or Sodom. Verse 47, you became more corrupt than they in all your ways. Jerusalem was so bad that Samaria and Sodom appeared righteous compared to Jerusalem. The end of verse 52. Yes, be disgraced also and bear your own shame because you justified your sisters. That is, you made these appear more righteous than you. Jerusalem had to be pretty corrupt in order for Sodom, of all cities, to appear more righteous than they. Notice, by the way, in verse 49, that Sodom was guilty of more than just sexual sins. Now verse 43 gives us the bottom line cause of Jerusalem's problems and why God had to judge his special city. Verse 43, because you did not remember the days of your youth. They had forgotten how God had blessed them. They had forgotten the covenant that God had made with them. Let's ask ourselves, is it possible that we have forgotten our roots, our Christian heritage, as a nation or as individuals? This doctrinal point concerning ancient Jerusalem certainly has application for us today. God would judge his people for not remembering their roots. Doctrinal point number two. God will restore his people, and they will be ashamed. God will restore his people, and they will be ashamed. Verses 53 through 63. When I bring back their captives, the captives of Sodom and her daughters, and the captives of Samaria and her daughters, then I will also bring back the captives of your captivity among them, that you may bear your own shame and be disgraced by all that you did when you comforted them. When your sisters, Sodom and her daughters, return to their former state, and Samaria and her daughters return to their former state, then you and your daughters will return to your former state. For your sister Sodom was not a byword in your mouth in the days of your pride, before your wickedness was uncovered. It was like the time of the reproach of the daughters of Syria and those around her, and of the daughters of the Philistines, who despise you everywhere. You have paid for your lewdness and your abomination, says the Lord. For thus says the Lord God, I will deal with you as you have done, who despise the oath by breaking the covenant. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. Then you will remember your ways and be ashamed when you receive your older and your younger sisters. For I will give them to you for daughters, but not because of my covenant with you. And I will establish my covenant with you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord, that you may remember and be ashamed, and never open your mouth anymore because of your shame, when I provide you an atonement for all you have done, says the Lord God. Here we have the good news. Nevertheless, I will remember my covenant with you in the days of your youth, and I will establish an everlasting covenant with you. Even though Jerusalem and the nation had sinned greatly, nevertheless, God in his great mercy will restore Jerusalem and the nation of Israel. Verse 62, and I will establish my covenant with you. Then you shall know that I am the Lord. This is the new covenant. And we see here, as well as in Jeremiah chapter 31, that it is made with Jerusalem and Israel, not made with the church. The church is not Israel and does not replace Israel. We know from Hebrews chapter 8 that the blessings of the new covenant have been extended to the church, but the new covenant was made with the Jewish people. It was made with Israel. In the future, God will restore his special people, not only to the land, but to the Lord. And at that time, they will be ashamed of their sinful past. Now, because we take this passage literally, verse 53 would indicate that in the future, the cities of Samaria and Sodom will also be restored. This passage is not teaching a second chance for the wicked dead or the ultimate salvation of everyone. No, this prophecy has to do with the future restoration of these cities. This will be during the millennial kingdom of our Lord here on this earth when he returns. Under the Lord's unconditional new covenant with Israel, verse 61 indicates that these cities, Samaria and Sodom, will be subject to the Lord's rule from Jerusalem. What a great day that will be. God will restore his people, and they will be ashamed. What about practical application from this second half of Ezekiel 16? There is hope for you. There is hope for you. Let me ask you, is it possible that you consider yourself too far gone for God to have mercy on your soul and save you or restore you? Listen, read Ezekiel 16. Think of the moral corruption and sin of Jerusalem as described in this chapter, worse than Sodom. And yet God says, nevertheless, I will restore you to your former relationship with me. Can God show this kind of grace and mercy towards you? Of course he can. You are not too far gone. Turn back to the Lord and be ashamed of your sins. Receive his forgiveness in Christ. The Lord will save you and restore you. There is hope for you.